At what age did you know what you wanted to do with your life? Well, a parliamentary inquiry has been told of the importance of investing in careers education, starting with students as young as 8 years old. Frank Thompson is the president of the Career Education Association of Victoria and joins us on RN Drive. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
So you're calling on the Victorian government to introduce careers advice to primary school kids. Why should primary school kids have to hear about making money?
I think your introduction mentioned career education, and I think that's an important distinction from career advice. We would strongly argue that career education is valuable. Career advice, it would be a nonsense to suggest that children as young as 8 should be getting advice on what sort of careers to undertake. The notion of career education is about helping students to understand the world of work, how it impacts on them, encouraging that enthusiasm they have. Young children are happy to talk about fantasy careers, and at that level there should be lots of encouragement to follow that up. So the career education is part of an ongoing process so that when they do get into secondary school and have to make important decisions, they can do it with some sort of context, some sort of knowledge of their values and interests. So it's not a, you know, I think it's part sometimes being portrayed as a sort of social engineering. It's a long, long way from that.
So what would it look like? Like, paint me a picture. I actually have an 8-year-old, so taking a particular interest in what would happen. You know, she's in grade 3. Mm-hmm. What would happen in her class?
I think the sorts of things that would happen would be there would be discussions about the types of work that their family members and neighbours and so forth do. Simple questions like, why do people go to work? What sort of things might you enjoy doing at work? Perhaps they do a little bit of exploration of somebody's job or somebody's career path, a member of the family, that sort of thing. So it's a gentle introduction alongside other social issues that are being dealt with at that level. And as you progress through, obviously you start to explore it a little more comprehensively.
What do you want mandated?
What we want mandated really is the idea that particularly in secondary schools, there be professionally trained career counsellors, career educators who can work with students across the school, that we can, we've settled on a figure of one full-time, fully qualified careers person. Now that might be split across a couple of people who share the load, for every 450 students in a school. At the moment, it's probably averaging closer to 700 or 800, and our figures suggest that in 75% of schools in Victoria, the ratio is more like 1 to 1,000, and that makes it extraordinarily difficult to not only deliver programs, but certainly to make it possible to have individual counselling.
So isn't some of this already happening in high schools?
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Some of it is happening. No, we're not suggesting for a moment that nothing is happening. I mean, we have over 500 members working in schools, and they're working very hard to achieve some of these. But they're working, in many cases, under extremely difficult circumstances. They perhaps have a proportionate load of as low as 0.2. So effectively, one of their 5 days a week is on careers and the other 4 days are spent teaching English or geography or running the sports program or whatever else it might be. So we're saying that there needs to be some standards adopted and mandated so that every student in every school gets that. Now, there are some schools where that's being provided and at a higher level still. Many of the independent schools have extensive careers programs, well-resourced career centres, and very good staffing. And quite rightly, the schools promote that as one of the benefits of coming to that school. Now, we want to see that more widely available across all school systems.
Interesting discussion point, that's for sure. Frank, thanks for your time.
Not at all. Thanks very much.
Frank Thompson is the president of the Career Education Association of Victoria. What do you think, 8-year-olds getting a bit of career advice?